I'm going.
Yep. Click. Looks okay here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Instantly, Prandiac is in.
Mm-hmm.
The old man should be finishing up his episode. There he is. Of, I was going to say, the episode of Masked Singer ought to be ending. So, Ian, have you seen the commercial for what will now be the worst reality TV show of all time?
Doubtful. I mean, if I saw it, I was like, that looks like trash, and I moved on with my life.
It's Influencer Island or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, TikTok people dumped on an island or something.
Did they all die?
To reproduce or to survive?
I'm sure none of neither. Sure it's just to be just there.
Just hang out?
Yeah, you know, it's probably going to do some dumb dances to each other until they all faint of how terrible their lives are. It looks real bad. What was also bad was the, I don't remember what it's called already, but the Bachelor meets Victorian Times.
Oh, it looks terrible.
Yeah. Oh,
why would you watch the courtship?
Oh, really bad. Really bad. One episode was too many. Oh, God. Oh, it was bad. All right. Episode 331, right? We got some news. We got a new character to talk about. Well, not to talk about, but to speculate on and some stuff. All right. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 331st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, and we got some other guy who shows up once in a blue moon. How you guys doing?
Good. I was taken aback. I mean, you've been here for, like, at least a month now, like, in a row.
It's rare. This is the week of 316 through 323 here in the 2022s. It still goes. And your 5-day 4-star crash! Yeah. Out of Titans. Coming up, now. Ghost Rider versus Galactus. Ian, did you Ghost Rider?
I did.
Good times.
Total success.
Yeah.
He's championed. He has all the skills he needs to defeat good old Galactus.
So you had black?
No, I just, it wasn't happening. So I just had the red and green my way to victory.
All right. And then number next appears to be Black Panther versus Prowler.
Sweet.
You should be able to win that one right away, too.
I hope so.
Nice.
Just don't know put how out this Black Panther character works, but I'll check him out.
Don't put out too many special tiles and you'll be set.
Yeah, because he'll steal them all like a jerk. Storyland.
Hold on, let me park you right there real quick. According to the ever-popular infographic, one of our greatest three different builds for what appears to be somehow both of these characters. Like, the last one, Human Torch, I get it. I don't have him champed. But our Ghost Rider builds are totally different, as are our Black Panther builds. However, Black Panther leads me to believe that one of us might have a correct build, because we all have a different combination of 5-5-3.
Oh, I thought you and Craig had the same combination.
Oh, I do. I just couldn't see.
Okay.
I was like, how is this even possible?
I mean, having the same build as Craig is really rare, so I understand.
Yeah, that does not bode well for me.
It does not. You're probably going to be in trouble.
I'll switch over to my Ghost Rider 445 build and see if that helps.
All right, in Storyland right now, you got the hunt running. That'll get you a Punisher, a Nico, and those brand new crystal shards. Placement there is Falcon America and some Okoye. Then we got this brand new special Ghost Hunters thing. Ooh. Going down right now.
What's that all about?
This is a special solo PvE event featuring Johnny Blaze and Robbie Reyes, who are out to hunt down Deadpool. Five days of mission nodes. We'll get into the details and some rewards for there later, but that is your current event that's running right now.
So is it, it's a one event per day kind of situation, or?
I played two this morning, but that doesn't mean I didn't miss one yesterday.
I thought it just started. I don't know. I didn't know if it was a full event or not, is what I was asking.
5 days, it says.
Okay.
Now, the next two events are rumored to be in place, but details are not yet live. But it should be Unstable ISO 8 next, and then Hearts of Darkness. But that's all I got.
Okay.
In the PvP world, it is the Space Ghost season. In filling that out, you'll get Dr. Doom, Mohawk, and Doc Ock in the simulator. Right now, it is Something Wiccan This Way Comes. That'll get you Gamora, Wiccan. Placement there is some Johnny Blaze and some Gambit shards. All right, so let's hop back to this Ghost Rider thing.
Okay.
Login gifts. There will be a login gift of 400 shards of Johnny Blaze starting today. So you may have already gotten that. Playing with Johnny Blaze once per day will earn a 50 Years of Vengeance vault token. That is starting from tomorrow, the 17th through the 24th.
Ah, that explains. I played with him earlier today, and I got the 400, and I'm like, okay, I must have read that wrong, but okay.
Yeah. Versus land, there'll be a Johnny Blaze event, a Robbie Reyes event. Those are running the 17th to the 21st and the 20th to the 23rd, respectively. Like I said, we got Hearts of Darkness going on, this new solo Ghost Hunters. New missions unlock sequentially daily. There you go, Ray. And your Ghost Riders and Deadpools are buffed at this point. Robbie Reyes, Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance, and Johnny Blaze. So, I like new events.
Yeah.
Please bring me more.
Yeah. It's been a
while. Excited.
I'm going to fully immerse myself in that.
I imagine.
Our friend and listener Alpha Team was not here at the top of the show. And I asked him what's up with his profile pic because of what we had discussed. And I apparently broke the news. He is now mourning the loss of Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah, Chico.
Just because his profile pic here on the Discord is always, the wrestler who has most recently passed away. So,
yep, gotcha. All right, Puzzle Quest release 248. Ian, you sitting down?
I am not, but now I'm a little better.
Okay. The clue for the next character is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid.
So I think I'm going to start with Jeff's listener comment because, yeah, I mean, it's perfect to include here. The new clue. He says, I know Marvel has done comics in contract in the past, but I'm going to go way out on a limb and have some fun here. That quote is uttered by Man in Black, the Dread Pirate Roberts, from William Goldman's Princess Bride. That is incidentally my favorite movie of all time ever. So, okay. In The Princess Bride, the Man in Black is played by Cary Elwes. Cary Elwes also played Robin Hood in Mel Brooks' Robin Hood Men in Tights, so MPQ Robin Hood confirmed.
Oh, I did not assume it was going in that direction.
I like, and Samurai had the better guess that he just assumed it was going to be the Dread Pirate Batroc.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's Iocane. I'd bet my life on it. No? Okay.
I know what you're saying. I know what Iocane powder is. So
I have I've got no real guess. I really have no idea.
I don't know. Is there someone whose name is Iocane? Is there a hero called Powder?
Here's where I went. Near the end of this conversation, actually, I think it might be the last sentence in this conversation between, what's his name, Bassini?
Yes.
And the Man in Black, he says, never go against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Death is on the line.
So yeah. I looked up what Marvel characters are from Sicily, and there's only one. That's right. The Punisher. So we're getting a big Punisher character, right? That's
5-star Punisher?
Yeah. Vizzini, thank you.
Punisher, I thought the Punisher was an American jerk.
Yeah, his parents were Sicilian immigrants.
That's a stretch there, buddy.
Hey, best I got.
All right.
So it was uttered by the Dread Pirate Roberts, and as we know, all pirates fly the skull and crossbones, so it's crossbones.
Man, I should have went with that.
Yeah, that would have been way more clever. All right, what else we got? Check out that newly rebalanced Wiccan. We talked about him last week.
Right.
That new Ghost Hunter started yesterday. Gear up for Ghost Rider's 50th anniversary with this special event. It says, remember to match your green garb as you match gems on St. Patrick's Day. And, apparently they really want you to play lightning rounds. They said, challenge yourself in the villainous lightning rounds ending on the 17th. I can't remember the last time I played a lightning round. It's been quite some time.
What is your chance? Get back on it.
Additional details. They fixed an issue with using 5-star Gambit with stacked deck where purple and red powers could be fired. Sorry. I didn't read it till right now. Purple and red powers can be fired with 3-star Colossus's classic fastball special. Because no one power has ever broken this game more than fastball special. Oh, that's hilarious. I'm glad I didn't read ahead. And they, again, fixed some more spelling and grammar issues. But, oh, God, I love it when Fastball Special breaks the game. That is, that should be a drinking game.
Yeah.
And every time there's a, anytime there's a mention that the devs had to do something because of Fastball Special, you got to down, like, at least a double shot. Oh, that's hilarious.
That would have been dangerous at a time.
Yeah, there was a while it was coming out almost every other week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anything else in the news that's not sad and depressing real world news? Because, man, ugh.
No, I don't think so.
All right, we already talked about, you know, Razor Ramon, so okie doke. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the storm of the century. That's an actual title.
No, that was good. That worked out. Let's see what I can learn about Five Star Storm. Black, green, and yellow powers. See if this is still accurate. She hasn't been recently reworked, to the best of your knowledge, has she?
I do not believe so.
No.
Great. Then let's assume that her ability Gathering Clouds costs 9 black AP. It destroys all charged tiles on the board, dealing 1,353 damage to the enemy team for each. So that just goes up. It has a passive component. At the start of your turn, it converts one black basic tile into a black charged tile.
Yeah. If you're doing something with like a puzzle gauntlet and you need charged tiles, she's one of your options there.
Yeah, that's wise. And it looks like the damage just scales up appropriately, eventually doing 20,777 per charged tile. Now, her Ice Storm ability costs 10 green AP. Storm chooses a colored tile and destroys 4 tiles of that color. 5 tiles, 6 tiles, 7 tiles, and all the tiles of that color. The tiles destroyed this way do not generate AP. And finally, Aurora Totalis costs 9 yellow AP. We're just choosing a colored tile and converts 5 team-up tiles into basic tiles of that color. And as that, let's see, as that scales up, one of them becomes charged, then you're converting 6, then 2 become charged, then 3 become charged. So 6 convert 6 tiles, up to 3 of them become charged of the color of choice. All right. She seems like she's good at generating AP.
Yeah, she
is. Or at least charged tiles.
Really nice, utility character.
Yeah.
Could throw some Black Bolt with her, and he's generating charged tiles, she's generating charged tiles.
Right. Right. Her Gathering Clouds seems like it could be effective.
Like, if you're doing PvP and struggling to reach, you know, placement or something, that she's not going to be your option. But in any of the weird places where you need certain colors and stuff, she's just, I don't know, she's always a go-to for me anymore.
I'm gonna take a minute to reevaluate this and ask you guys some questions. I know you don't play with them, but I feel like you'd be better informed than I am. I'm gonna read it again if you've forgotten. But someone explain to me what Ice Storm does. Because even reading it and understanding it, I don't fully understand its purpose. Choose a colored tile and destroy 4 of that colored tile.
Correct.
Tiles destroyed this way does not generate AP.
Yep, it's just for board shake. Or yeah, board shake. If you've got like enemy special tiles on one color more than another, you can use it to try and do that. You can use it.
I guess that just doesn't sound prevalent, but I don't play the game in any skilled way. I just say which characters have direct damage. Can I blow off my opponent?
Right. Yeah.
That's why it threw me.
She's just not.
I mean, am I wrong at least saying this person is definitely a 5-3-5?
I think that's how I have her. I'm not positive, but I mean, it depends. I mean, if you really want to destroy all the tiles of one color, then, you know.
Right.
But
I mean, that could be important. That could trigger other things that I mean, I'm still so far from the five-star world. I don't remember what they all do, and I bet they could be useful. It just seems narrow focus.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, like Samurai says, it's all about board control. It's all about doing some randomization of the board, clearing off a color you don't like generating colors you do need. Yeah.
Four check is good with five buck chuck, as long, you know, if you could get some match fours to fall into place.
Probably, yeah.
Right.
It does, but big damage.
If it's what Samurai said, wouldn't it be more like,
it's all about four control, and it's all about
That's a little too much inside baseball, I think.
Yeah. Sorry. Not everything is for everyone. That was just for you guys.
Man. You have some technical issues before the show.
That was funny. All right. So there you go. Five-star storm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Willie, I hear the mailbag's late.
It is, and it is totally my fault. Because apparently I didn't want to advertise last week's episode. I didn't put it anywhere. There was no Reddit post. There was no D3 post. Like, I was just, I don't know what happened. I think I got distracted by maybe work. We'll go with that. In any case, Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Did manage to message me on the Discord, and he said, he pointed out, no Reddit thread for last week, so here's some commentary. First, I have to admit that I was trying to follow along via text rather than listening since I had my kids around, even though they were ignoring me. So I totally missaw the Dr. Druid thing, and he thought it was Dr. Strange. So, Ian, you know, there you go. It could have been another vote for you, I guess. He didn't specifically say that, but... Or maybe it would have been another vote my way, since he thought it was strange.
So it was a tie?
If he knew it was Dr. Druid, then maybe
not. Wait, I guess we'll wait till... Well, this is not the section of the show with where we resolve that. Sorry.
No.
Perandiac threw me off, and
I
didn't know if we're including mail voting or just live voting. I don't know how these battles are decided this season.
Well, see, that's the thing. His next comment was, is this year's showdown, is it still going to include the ability for people who don't listen live to vote after the fact? And I had completely forgot that we used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that
it should.
The only way we used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give people the week to vote. I'm down.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll look at doing that then. I'm still going to do the live poll here, but then we'll sure. continue it as we go. People who make comments. So Craig, you can address this. He asked about the bracket. Can you post a full bracket so we can have some prediction games if you would? See, I'm going to vote that we don't do that. One, I like the clues. Well, the clues are for the featured character though, so that doesn't really apply. Yeah. But I kind of like the not knowing who's going to be who, going against who until, you know, we get to the bottom of the bracket.
Yeah, round one's completely random, so.
Now, I will mention that if you do go to puzzlewarriors3.com, there is a bracket, the third bracket has been started, so you can follow along as we fill it out, as we go. So, you know, there's that. Hopefully that updates accurately, if I can, you know, manage to do that. Also, Jeff said, Craig, I will defend about 95% of the Wheel of Time season sometime where it doesn't overlap you guys recording the show. I know how tangent prone you can be, and I'm not going to contribute to that. Might need a moderator, though, just to make sure we stay civil. Wow.
Hey, I told Ian, if you have never read the books, that TV show is just fine. Read the books? Nope.
Ah. See, I feel like you've modified it now that you've been challenged.
No, that's what I told you before you watched it.
Nope, you said if you haven't read the books, the show's pretty good. You made it sound like if you haven't read the books, the show's barely watchable, but you don't want to, like, burn your eyes out.
Oh, if you've read the books, the show was terrible.
And I didn't read the books, so I cannot make any assessments. I know is I watched the show, and I loved it. And I can't wait for season two.
Way too many changes from the books to the TV show.
Well, I mean, you are renowned for your easygoing attitude and flexibility, so.
I think a lot of shows have that problem, though. Like even the ginormous Game of Thrones, when they had a book to go off of, it was amazing. Oh,
so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they ran out of books and, whew, steep downhill climb. Like.
It's like a free fall.
Not quite.
Yeah, like, but the guy making this TV show has got 14 books to pull from, and
yeah,
he failed.
Yeah, straight from the books. I don't know. I'll have to watch it and give my opinion. But
yeah.
Did I lose everyone?
Okay, well, that's all we got. That was a mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right. Thanks, Willie.
Is the show still on? Am I on mute?
Boy, moving along here. All right, then. Once again, I am the Hans.
Uh-oh.
Ian.
Did we lose Ian?
Ian.
Uh-oh.
Ian.
Ian's typing. Bueller. That's not a good thing.
Bueller.
What? Can you hear me?
There we go.
Now we can.
Yeah, where'd you guys go?
We could all hear each other, just not you.
Oh, I was talking, asking you guys things, and it was silence, and I was like, fine, I don't like Wheel of Time. Can we please just do the show?
How sad.
Yeah, we did not have any Ian. I moved on to the Hans and Franz, and then you didn't chime in.
Oh, no, I didn't hear you guys at all. I was just wondering why I was being replaced mid-show.
I think I'm just going to leave this as is, however it works out.
Let's start this over
okay.
then.
Okay.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right. Now that we're... Let's see what's going on.
Hey, remember, Ray said last week we had the perfect cheer.
Yeah.
You did. I was... Yeah.
The clap was... Yeah. I did nothing to that clap, and it was perfect. Go back and listen to it. It was great.
Exciting.
All right. This week... The fully boosted list is not available at the time of the recording, so I have what appears to be a very educated but improvised list, so we will speed this right along. In the 3-star bracket, Squirrel Girl is boosted. That means larger protect tiles, larger nuts from above, and her furry friends will be even more potent than usual. In the 4-star category...
Good luck with Squirrel Girl.
Also Squirrel Girl. No. it appears that recently reworked Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, also 50 years in the making, also new event featuring Ghost Rider. He's got more AoE from Burning Rubber. He's got more damage from his Hellfire, and even more so if it targets a villain. He also makes attack tiles sometimes. They'll be better. The greatest character that has ever graced Marvel Puzzle Quest. You guessed it, Gwenpool. Her purple will be even more confusing. Her plot armor will have even better protectiles. And Chekhov's gun will do a ton of damage. Let's see who else. Oh, magic is boosted. I love magic.
I love the animations. Have no idea what she does.
she makes strike tiles and does some direct damage with her red.
Oh, right. I do remember that red. She comes out and swings her sword and does a massive amount of damage when she's boosted.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, you know, soul sword, man. That's dangerous.
Yeah. So this is where you can do that. And let's see who else is boosted. Misty Knight. I've heard of her. Her green damage is increased. Her blue damage and the blue attack tiles are increased. And she has a yellow tile buffing ability that will also give you an increased burst of health. And lastly, we've got some 5-stars. It looks like the also recently reworked Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider. All the reworked Ghost Riders. They're all showing up for the Ghost Rider event. More damage out of his Judgment Day and more damage out of Damnation. And then Deadpool Ghost Rider also boosted with more red damage. Black does some things and more damage out of his blue, depending on what color you're matched. So let's see. I'm going to resist the urge to rehash the joke from earlier and just read what Samurai says. It's hard for me to give advice considering we don't know the full list. PvP this week are Wiccan and both Ghost Riders. So unless Domino ends up being the 5th boosted 4-star, I don't know what to tell you other than use Gwenpool for special tile removal and her giant gun. PvE is unstable ISO 8 and Hearts of Darkness, so lots of goons. Gwenpool works here too, and Taco Truckpool with hit a ton of weighed and measured.
Jeff mentioned earlier that that's a misspelling. It should be will hit, not with hit.
Oh, okay.
Ian fell for it.
I did. Yeah. Oh, well, he with it.
Are you with it?
Deal with it. All right. So, yeah, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. I do like the shout out there, the not safe for this show shout out for the new quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mitchell Trubisky, on the graphic.
I saw it, yeah.
I can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. And just for more of Ray's amusement and football talk, Baker Mayfield sounds like he's on his way out of Cleveland.
Yay! Boo? I don't know.
Yeah,
neutral?
If it makes him stop doing all of these commercials, I'm for it.
Are you kidding? He's got to do even more now. He's got to fall back on the endorsement money, dude.
So many commercials.
Guy's broke.
Unlikely. All right, where are we at? Oh, Superhero Showdown. Brought to you by Terrified.
Sorry, I just looked at the Discords and saw Rural Juror 2.
That's right.
Rural Juror 2. I can't even get through the main title, but the subtitle, Insurer Fuhrer? Wow.
Insurer Fuhrer? Ah, that's a funny show.
Discord went crazy about our pronunciation of Squirrel Girl.
Mm.
Squirrel Girl guest starring on Rural Juror.
Yeah, and Ray asked if Squirrel Girl murdered her juror. all right, so we've got, I don't know, who wants to go first this week? Who went first last week?
I went first last week.
All right, Ian, you go first. Who you got?
Let me talk to you about the unstoppable Imperial Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra, indeed. So, once upon a time, Baron Wolfgang von Strucker decided that he could be more effective if he remained in the shadows and ran Hydra that way. So he grabbed one of his stooges named Arnold Brown, dressed him in a buff suit, and told him he was the Imperial Hydra. That's it. When I looked up his stats, powers none, physical strength, normal human level with no regular exercise.
This is my kind of guy.
His abilities will be criminal strategist and organizer. So, Ray, prepare to be organized.
Okay. Well, I think I have a slight advantage this week because the character that I randomly rolled is Sir Percival, who later became the Black Knight and wielded the Ebony Blade. So, I've got a lot of fighting ability here, and I've got this sword that's pretty much one of the most powerful weapons in reality, from what I understand. Like, maybe not the strongest, you know, offensively, but it can't be destroyed. It's invulnerable. It slices through just about anything. It slices, it dices.
It's Leanne's fries.
Yeah, what is this, the Gensu sword?
Yeah. I don't know. His fighting skills are listed as a 6 out of 7, which I think on the Marvel scale is pretty good.
Yeah, that's enormous.
And I believe as long as I have the sword in my possession, I'm immortal. So
I have inside you the blood of kings.
I'm imperial.
All right. So,
bum-ba-dum, it's
what
imperial.
Are you gonna do against the fact that I wear lifts in my boots to make me look taller?
slice those off, I think.
Nope. I will dazzle you with my green cape and yellow boots.
All right, I'm putting out a poll for tonight. This week, I got to put reactions on there. Give me one second. I'll throw some reactions on. So there's a reaction for Black Knight and for the Imperial Hydra. They should be easy to distinguish between the two. Imperial Hydra is getting votes. What's going on here, people?
If anyone is new to this segment, you have to remember that you're not allowed to bring in other people with you into the octagon.
Right.
So he cannot call on any of the forces of Hydra to come assist him.
Right.
It is just the Imperial Hydra by himself versus the Black Knight.
And as a reminder, as we learned from Monty Python, the Black Knight always triumphs.
That's true.
That's true. He's invincible. He's a loon.
Just a flesh wound. All right, so I will tally up the votes that we get here tonight, and then we will not decide a winner until next week. So anyone who is listening, if you want to vote for one of these characters, post it on the Reddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, where I'm going to post it this week. Right. You could also say something on the D3 forums, send an email in to any of us, I think. Or you could do it, Chaos72. Email is on the website, puzzlewarriors3.com. So get your vote to me somehow, and I'll accumulate them.
Right.
Right now, it's still tied.
And for any listeners who value integrity, there is a real danger that the Imperial Hydra is going to try to pull off some sort of a renaming the flavor of Mountain Dew upset because of all this internet voting. We're well into it, and he's up by a full vote. So, as an Imperial Hydra supporter, I will tell you, this is a bad joke.
Full disclosure, he did get my vote because, you know, that's who I am.
Well, you're a malcontent. I get that. Some co-hosts just want to watch the world burn.
Really?
All I know is it, you know, hey, if I could be that guy, you know, I could show up in a green suit.
He is very relatable.
Yeah. I have, you know, normal human strength with no exercise of any kind.
Right.
And you think you would stand a chance against the Black Knight. I see where you're going.
Right. I mean, look at those. He's got those, he's got that handsome, skunk stripe sideburn situation going on.
That is nice.
Yeah. That's he's a super creepy dude, but that mustache, he's pulling it off.
He's got powers, man.
He does.
He looks like a 70s version of Walter White.
The honestly, Imperial Hydraberg?
I just like the fact that his uniform is just a giant H.
Yep.
Hydra! We got it, dude. Hydra. Yeah, the mask and stuff didn't give it away. We got.
I agree. I like that he's not overselling it.
That's right. And the only thing that's weird to me is in that graphic, his left hand looks like it has like 13 fingers.
It does.
Like, I don't know what's going on there, but there are too many fingers on that hand.
There's definitely five fingers. No, maybe there's only four. It did look like a bunch of fingers when I first looked, but again, I also saw what I wanted to earlier when I was looking at the builds of characters. So
I'm throwing this image up there just because we got too many people voting for Hydra. Look how cool he is. The Black Knight is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
All right, move along.
All right. We're all the way up to opening tokens. Holy smokes. Ian, you got Steam open.
Oh, I do.
We'll proceed.
No.
All right.
Hang on. Let me open one of these tokens. See if I got anything good going on. Oh, I do. It's Luke Cage, Power Man, the Defender.
That's what it feels like when worlds collide. I've got three. Ray, are you just opening one?
No, I'm going to be opening a ton. I think I'm going to go with 10 again.
All right, well, I'm going to open my three then.
Okay.
First one, Falcon America, Dive Bomb. Number two, Bishop for the Future. Number three, 4 stars. Blob, bringing down the house. Burning down the house. Off you go, Ray.
All right, here we go. It's a good start. Purple right off the start. It is Abigail Brand. Brand loyalty. All right, number two is a 4-star lizard. Tail whip.
Lizard.
Number three is North Star. Number four is Imperius Rex himself.
Yes.
Number five is a mantis. Number six is another purple. I was hoping. It is Electra. Audible sigh. It's always good.
Thanks for clarifying, Ray, because the last ones you definitely weren't hoping for a purple. Just the sixth one.
Well, I was hoping to get more than one is what I was going for.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're back to 4 stars. It is
good.
$20.99. What, I got three more, I think? Ghost Rider. Next is a Drax. And finally, finish it up with 4 stars. I don't know who that is. It's Rambo. Monica Rambo.
Oh.
Oh.
Her symbol came up, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
All right, there you go. Two 5 stars, and that gets Brand up to a 223, and Electra is now a 412 for me.
Nice.
Thank you to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, have you watched any of the How I Met Your Father yet?
Before? Still no.
Hmm. There was a special appearance by Robin Scherbatsky in this week's episode.
No.
Yeah.
Ha. Huh. Going back to the well. She's not coasting on her Marvel money?
What do you mean? She's living off all of Jost's money.
What? Where are you and what are you thinking?
Isn't she with Colin Jost?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, she's with that other guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, Taron Killam.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's from SNL too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
but he's not Jost. Jost is married to the Black Widow.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I don't know. It was a sad time last week when Weekend Update is the best part of SNL, you know it's a bad week of SNL. Because last week was terrible.
There were a lot of duds.
Oof.
Who was it?
It was Zoe Kravitz and Rosalia.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz was fine. That wasn't the problem. The sketches were just terrible.
Right. Like,
the writing was just not good.
Yeah, it did make me long for that bizarre episode that I wasn't... I liked it even more.
The singing skin growths from the week before were one of the greatest things I've seen on TV recently.
Yeah, there was a lot of bizarreness last week. This week, none of the sketches really... I felt like there was one sketch that made me laugh, but I can't remember what it was, so it couldn't have been that good. Oh, Mom Hole.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll give you that one. That was a funny sketch. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We broadcast alongside several other excellent podcasts to help fill up your podcasting catalog. And you can find all the shows on Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't know. Apparently Colin Jost is married to Kobe Smulders.
Yeah. Gambit, Bishop, I don't know.
Gambit, yeah, exactly. They're all the same person.
All the same person. Cable, you know, it's all the same person. All right, in that case, for the people who bothered to listen through all that, thanks for joining us. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. He needs things to read. He gets very lonely.
Maybe this time you'll have a place to post them.
There you go. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors to read and get yourself some related swag. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, he wears you down. You get bored, frustrated, do something stupid, and he's got you. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.